afternoon, everyone. You are listening to WCCR 94.5 LPFM. We are coming at you live from Williamsburg, Kentucky, right here from the University of the Cumberlands. And you are listening to a brand new edition of The Foreigner and the Traveler. I am one of your hosts, DJ Bree.
And I'm DJ McKay.
And today we have a very special guest here in studio. I know Annabeth and I have talked a couple times about her, actually quite frequently about her.
Yes.
And I am super excited to have her on the show. When we had Mackenzie Price, the assistant golf coach, on probably about 5 weeks ago, we wanted Latasha to come on, but unfortunately she had work. Oh no, she was very sick at that point.
Everyone was sick at that point, I think.
Definitely. I think I was the only one on the team that didn't get sick within those 3 weeks.
Pretty much.
So today, I would like to introduce everybody to Miss Latasha Davis.
Hello, everybody.
Latasha, can you tell everybody a little bit about who you are?
I am a sophomore here at the University of the Cumberlands, and I play on the golf team. And I'm from Williamsburg, Kentucky originally. I graduated from Whitley County High School 2 years ago. All my family lives here, so it's really nice to have everyone close and convenient.
I bet.
Definitely. That's the luxury Annabeth and I do not have.
Yeah.
So I guess my first question to you is, if you had to explain the culture of Williamsburg, of Whitley County, and of this part of the state, how would you describe it?
To me, it hasn't changed over the years. It's kind of set in its old ways. There's not much diversity here. There's not in people or religion. We are in the Bible Belt, so that has a lot to do with the culture. Everybody usually goes to church or has something to do with church. So the culture is just very relaxed.
That sounds really nice. Nice and relaxed.
Yeah, definitely. So, what exactly, so there's, I've always noticed that, like, southeastern Kentucky is so different from the western part of Kentucky, because that's where Shannon was from. And they, when I went home with her, they were just completely different. And I never really understood why, because I never really was there long enough. But do you know what the difference is?
No, I really honestly do not, because I've never been over through there.
Okay.
So, what part of the state have you traveled?
Probably the farthest west I have been is Russell County, Bowling Green, and then north I've been all the way up to the tip to Cincinnati, and then of course I live on the border of Tennessee and Kentucky, and I've been all the way east to Pikeville. So
very nice. So right now we have some music for everybody. The music that is actually going to be played today, Latasha's actually picked out. So we are first going to start off with some Backstreet Boys. Of course, we are all children of the 90s. We got to do some throwbacks.
Yep.
And then after that, we have some Reba McEntire. But first of all, it is Backstreet Boys with Larger Than Life.
Welcome back, everyone, to a brand new edition of The Foreigner and the Traveler. So, today we're talking all about southeastern Kentucky and the regions all around here.
Yes.
Yeah. So, we've got Latasha Davis here, and we're going to talk about kind of everything that has to do with culture and food and music.
I'm super excited about the food. I'm not going to lie.
Bree, you're always excited about the food. Let's be honest here.
Hey, I have an entire separate show based just off of food.
Aren't all your other shows based on food?
Yes. Probably about 80% of the ones I've done on WCCR is food-based.
I think it's closer to, like, 90.
Yeah, I agree.
No, I've had two shows that were not food-based.
I'm sure you still talked about food, though.
Oh, there was definitely a food segment in both of those.
So, closer to 90.
See, this is what they do to me. They go out there and they make fun of me.
It's because we love you, Brie.
We laugh with you, not at you.
That's very true. So, a little bit of southeastern Kentucky. So, I have a question for you, and I think Annabeth can also chime in on this. What is there to do around here for people who are just getting into the state, or even people on campus who tend not to venture out? What are some things that they can do for the outdoors, for shopping, for everything?
Well, one major thing around here is the Cumberland Falls. Mm-hmm. It is called the Niagara of the South. It is actually the only waterfall in, I think it's in the nation, that also has a moonbow still present. There are certain nights there you can look. I think they have a website. It's Kentucky State Parks. And you can look on there and see when the moonbow is. It's usually around midnight on a pretty night, really clear, no rain, no clouds. I personally have not got a chance to see the moonbow. It is one of my to-do list on my bucket list. Another great thing to do around here in Pigeon Forge is Dollywood. Mm-hmm. It's about an hour and a half away, and Bree has been there.
Yes, and we actually have some Dolly Parton that's going to be coming up in the next segment.
Yes, and it's very fun. I usually get season passes to go there every year, so it's always enjoyable. There's always new things to do there. They're opening up new attractions every year. They're bringing a lot of stuff in this year, I heard from my mom. And it's just really fun. And Pigeon Forge, you can just go down there and stay all week long and have something to do every night.
So does Dolly Parton actually go to the theme park?
Yes, she does. I actually, 2 years ago, I seen her there. There was a award show for movies and rides and stuff. And Dollywood got a lot of the awards, the golden tickets, I believe it's called.
Okay.
And we got to see her, and she presented stuff. She sung with the group, and and then she kind of messed up her own song. She forgot the words.
Oh, no.
But we all forgave her because she is Dolly. But it was so funny. She's hilarious.
That is awesome.
Even the best forget their own lyrics.
Exactly.
Yep.
Oh my gosh.
It gives hope to everybody else.
Yes, exactly.
That just makes me laugh.
Annabeth is over here absolutely dying.
Hey, it's a comfort to know that even the great Dolly Parton forgets lyrics.
Yes.
Oh, well, that makes me feel a lot better when I miss an answer on a test.
There you go.
Yeah, exactly.
I wasn't the one that created it.
We all have hope for the world.
Yes.
Yeah.
Big time. So, I got to ask you another question, and this is kind of going to segue into a little bit. Of, like, my favorite part of the show. Now, I have to ask you, when you're going out to, like, restaurants and stuff like that, are you looking for stuff that is more locally, or are you looking for more of, like, the chains? Because I know, like, in London and Corbin, they've been opening up a lot of more chain restaurants, mm-hmm. versus I've noticed around here, and Corbin especially, even if you go into Jellicoe, there's a lot more, like, mom-and-pop type restaurants. So, which one do you prefer to go to?
I prefer the mom-and-pop type restaurants. They just remind me of home and my family. And I believe they're just better cooking and better food. They're usually really friendly. One of my favorites in Corbin, and a lot of people know, is the Root Beer Stand.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
It's a drive-in. It's very good. The only downfall is it's only open in the summer. But during the summer, everyone goes there. So it's just so good.
It just opened as well.
Yes.
Oh.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I went and ate there last week.
Ooh. And you've never been, Bree, and we need to go.
Yes, please.
You went last year with Liz.
She doesn't think that she went.
No,
she went.
I wasn't there with you guys.
Yes, you were, because we had the discussion between foreign lands and America.
And we talked about bread.
Yes.
We talked about bread.
Yeah, mm-hmm. You guys don't like our bread over here.
Yes.
No, it's too sweet or something.
No offense, I'm really not a big fan of American bread. Like, at all.
Oh, come on. It's as good as sliced bread.
No, when you guys come to Canada, you guys will actually get to experience what real white bread is.
No, I absolutely agree with you. I like European bread better.
Yes.
I've never had it, so I don't know.
It's yeast. It's the yeast base. Annabeth over here is dying in studio because she thinks it's hot in here.
It is hot
in here.
You
should be the one that's dying. You're from Canada.
Actually, I've adapted quite nicely to the heat. And that actually takes me into the next thing that I want to talk about.
Oh, good.
Is the weather, specifically. We've had a crazy... I am not bipolar, thank you.
Oh, she's got squirrel disease.
The weather.
Look at that.
The weather is bipolar. Bring the weather.
Yes.
But she does have squirrel disease, though.
Yes, she does. Ooh, look, shiny penny.
See, this is what I'm talking about. They make fun of me, everybody. So, the weather specifically this year has been really bad. It's been really up and down. And I know you posted it on your Facebook probably a couple months ago, and I will never, ever forget this post that she posted. And it was literally a picture of somebody in fall, summer, spring, and winter. And then she posts, well, this is exactly what we have in one day.
Yeah.
So can you just talk a little bit about what the weather is specifically here? Because I know back home, we were talking on the golf course yesterday, we have a very muggy, wet heat, and we have a very wet winter, especially with all the cold that's there. So can you just talk a little bit about the changes you've seen here?
Well, first of all, Kentucky is known for their bipolar weather. One day, like you said, the picture, one day we might have a tornado warning, the next day we'll have snow, and the next day it'll be 82 degrees, like today. Mm-hmm. The weather here in the summer, it's usually really humid, muggy. It's not a dry heat, so it might be 80 degrees, but it'll feel like 95 because of all the humidity. That's kind of like what it was yesterday on the golf course.
Yes.
And I'll remember to wear shorts today because yesterday I prepared for rain and it did not rain.
It rained for about 2 minutes.
Yeah, and it rained for about a hole and a half.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sporadically. Exactly.
And it felt good.
It really did. It pulled us off.
I bet it did for y'all.
Yeah.
Y'all.
That is one thing I do not say. A lot of people from Kentucky do, but I don't say y'all.
No, but I have heard yuns.
Okay, yuns. I don't say that one.
Can you explain a little bit about yuns, please? Because I'm really confused still about it.
Yeah, I don't really know. My family says it, so I just kind of picked up on it. How are yuns doing? I don't really know where it came from besides my parents.
Another thing is I was at Walmart one time. And the cashier said, do you want a poke? And I was like,
a what?
A poke. And I was like, I poked her. And I was like, no. And she was like, what are you doing? And I was like, you asked if I wanted a poke. What is that? And she goes, like a bag. I was like, how is that a bag?
My grandmother used to say that. I never knew what it was. I thought it was some type of food or I don't know.
I looked at that woman and I was just like, I'm so confused on what you were asking me.
Well, that's the biggest thing. Like, I've definitely noticed coming, even, like, from northern culture, because I'm not that far off of you guys. I'm not, like, across the pond like how no. Liz was. But I've definitely noticed a huge dialect change coming here. Like, even just the way that you guys talk. Like, you guys make fun of me all the time for the way I say bag.
Bag?
Bag.
And you say box sometimes. Box. Sometimes. Kind of funny. It sounds like books.
I've gotten that a lot.
And then the way... There's one other. Oh, sorry.
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 You say, like, sorry.
Sorry.
She puts extra letters in there.
I do not.
She thinks we do.
Okay.
We take them out.
I was just about to say, you guys take out the letters. Like, Wimsburg.
Wimsburg?
Wimsburg.
Wimsburg.
And Louisville.
Louisville?
Louisville.
It's not Louisville. It's Louisville.
Well, the way that we would pronounce it back home, because we're partially French, is Louisville.
Yeah, that's how people back in Texas pronounce it.
Yeah, there's actually like three or four different ways people pronounce Louisville. 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 Yeah.
Louisville.
Listen, when I first came to Kentucky and Shannon was my roommate, I said Louisville one time and she got right on top of me and she goes, it is Louisville. And I was like, okay. And then my dad said it in front of her and I thought that she was just going to go mad. And I was like, Dad, it is Louisville.
Well, that's kind of like how like my dad is. Like when I came on my recruitment visit, we were in the office, and I'll never forget it because Tyler Morgan was in there, and he's very country. He's very much from this part of the region, and my dad, being my dad, I have no nice way of putting that. Sorry, Dad. He got up there, and he's like, oh, yeah, I heard that you talk, like, in people out here named Bubba, and Tyler's like, well, actually, Bubby is my cousin, but we call Bubba for our brother and Sissy for our sister. And my mom's looking at him like, you actually call people sissies? Because back home, sissy is actually more of like a derogatory term. It's kind of like a whimper set or something like that. And Tyler's like, no, it's my Bubba and my sissy.
I usually say sis. Hey, sis. Mm-hmm. And then, hey, brother.
I've heard you say sissy before.
Oh. You say sister more than sissy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I usually, like, whenever I call my little cousin Jazz, I call her, hey, sis.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And, you know, Katie even does that, and she's from Chattanooga.
Definitely.
Because she always calls you sissy.
That's something between her and I that kind of formed when she was a freshman and I was a sophomore. We were in the same suite.
Gotcha.
And we kind of ended up being like sisters. Like, mm-hmm. I was kind of her big sister and she was my baby sister. And it just kind of transformed from there. So I know when I go back home, I'll say, oh, yeah, I got to go talk to my sissy. And everybody back home will be looking at me going, you have to go talk to your what? And I'm like, don't worry. She's one of my best friends. Like, don't worry.
Like a sister, not a wimp.
Yeah. Exactly.
Your sissy back in, like, in Texas is a wimp or, like, you know, I don't know. It's just a bad term.
Yeah.
You don't call someone a sissy.
And I've definitely noticed coming from Kentucky to back home, I've brought in some, like, habits back home. Like, I think it's because I've been around Annabeth for so long, I'll say y'all.
Well, and you say bless her heart.
Bless your heart.
You say that so much now.
Do I really?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Whoops.
One time you said it when your parents were here and your mom's eyes were just like, excuse me?
Well, that's the problem. When you've been immersed in a culture for 3 years, you kind of pick up on a lot of things.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Which is kind of why I'm excited for Latasha to come and visit Canada at some point.
When I get a passport.
We will get you a passport before I leave. I promise you.
Shout out to mom there. Hey, I need a passport.
Hint, hint.
So on that note, we are going to get back into some music. We are going to hear some Dolly Parton.
Yay.
Which is actually one of Latasha's favorite artists of all time.
Yes.
We are going to hear Jolene, which actually, when we were at Dollywood, we walked into Dollywood, and that was the song that was playing.
Yeah, they always play that song. It's always somewhere. On all the speakers, it's usually, majority of the time, it is Dolly.
Mm-hmm.
And so when you go there a lot, like I do, you kind of, you have a favoritism towards Dolly Parton.
Big time. So we're going to listen to some Dolly Parton, and then we are going to hear some Michael Bublé. So here is Miss Dolly herself with Jolene.
So we're going to go on to the community bulletin board now and take a break for a little bit from all the culture and everything and just get some of the announcements and the weather and shout out board out of the way. So you can listen to WCCR on the go anywhere, anytime. WCCR is now available for your iPhone and iPod. To download the free app, search Cumberland's on your iPhone app store. WCCR, your campus and community radio station, is available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year, and around the world via the World Wide Web. To listen to WCCR online, simply go to www.ucumberlands.edu/WCCR and click on the Listen Live link at the top of the page. The UC Show Choir will present their spring concert on Saturday, April 11th at 7:30 p.m. in the Nell Moore Recital Hall of the Music Building. The concert will feature music from the movie Grease and much more. The concert is free and open to the public. Please call the music office at 539-4332 for more information.
And that means with the Community Bulletin Board, we always have that five-day forecast. So today, unfortunately, it looks like there is a 40% chance of thunderstorms, and it's supposed to be high of 80 and a low of 60. Tomorrow, again, those thunderstorms are supposed to creep back in. It's supposed to be a high of 81 with a 40% chance. On Friday, the trend is going to continue with a high of 71 and 80% chance of thunderstorms. Saturday, it is supposed to drop a little bit to a high of 69, but 0% chance of precipitation. And Sunday is supposed to be a high of 71 and partly cloudy. So this is the time of the show that we tend to do the shout out board. So I know, Latasha, we were talking about during the break, you have a couple shout outs. So.
Yes, I would like to give a shout out to my aunt, Brenda. I call her Benna, and we have the same birthday. And then I want to give a shout out to my mom and dad and my brother, Samuel, and all of his little kids. He has new twins.
They're so cute. And
just everybody that's listening.
Perfect. So we also have a couple shout outs. The first one that I want to shout out to is the women's golf team, who is actually going to be competing towards the end of this week, actually. Mm-hmm. Friday, Saturday? Is that our tournament?
Yeah, Friday, Saturday.
Friday, Saturday. We leave tomorrow for going out and playing in the Indiana Wesleyan tournament. So a huge good luck goes out to our women's team.
Well, and then we turn around, the next week, and we have...
Conference
mm-hmm. on Sunday, Monday, Tuesday.
Yes. We have just over 2 weeks to get ready and be prepared to go out there and...
win it.
Yes.
We're going to.
Yes. We're going to be putting in a lot of effort in the next 2 weeks, and we will do it. I have absolute faith in every single one of us on this team.
Yep. Yes. We will. We will win.
Yes.
No, like we always doubt. Do.
Mm-hmm. Yes. We'll turn the season around. We're going to get it going.
Exactly. And we're going to do it as a team.
Exactly. Yes.
Hint, hint for anyone on the team that is listening. Be ready. I want to give a shout out to my parents that are listening, and they listen in every show. So
same with my parents.
Yes, faithful listeners and fans. So,
so now it is that time. It is my favorite time.
Yes.
We get to talk about the food section. So I'm again super excited. I know I keep saying that.
And for everyone that you can't see her, she is just glowing and beaming right now. She's like, I'm so excited.
Yes. I love talking about food, and I also love talking about food that I've experienced. And I know your family in particular, your mom, your dad, your aunt. Especially those three have just given me such a huge found respect for the food that is out here. I know your brother and I were talking a couple weeks ago,
mm-hmm.
and we were talking about gravy.
Yes.
And mm-hmm. he turned around to me, he's like, so what exactly do you do to like make your gravy? And I was telling him, for brown gravy.
Mm-hmm.
And he looks at me and says, we don't have anything like this out here. And I'm like, well, how do you make your gravy? And he was telling me for, what is it called?
White gravy.
For white gravy. Sausage gravy.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And you guys were putting it on pork chops?
No. He had made pork chops for breakfast. We were putting it on the biscuits.
There you we go. You have to have biscuits and gravy.
Yes.
That's definitely...
it's a Southern thing.
And you still haven't tried it.
It's like a Southeastern.
No, you have.
I have tried it.
It's a Southeastern thing, because we don't eat that in Texas.
No. See, when you go to Hardee's, like Shannon, her favorite thing from Hardee's was biscuits and gravy.
She will not eat anywhere else for breakfast except for Hardee's. But she goes to McDonald's across the street and gets orange juice.
Yes.
It's your headphones fall off. Oh, my gosh.
That is definitely Shannon. So I have to ask, what is one of your favorite things that you eat that is particular to this portion of the region?
One of my favorites is, I love meatloaf. I like my mom's meatloaf and my Aunt Brenda's meatloaf, especially. I also get it from Cracker Barrel. It's not the same, but you have grown to like meatloaf from Cracker Barrel.
Yes, I'm in love with meatloaf because of Latasha.
And another thing is chicken and dumplings. Have you never had chicken and dumplings?
I've had chicken and dumplings. It's just very Southern.
Well, me and Aunt Brenda makes chicken and dumplings from scratch.
Mm-hmm.
We use like the entire kitchen table to roll out the dumplings, and it's very messy and fun. You have to like go take a shower afterwards because you're
That's
flour.
The best.
I know, especially when you're little and you get to just throw mm-hmm. flour everywhere.
Well, I know one of the things that your Aunt Brenda taught me was how to make biscuits.
Yes.
And how to make them properly, like the true Southern style.
The fluffy biscuits.
Yes.
The good biscuits. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I know that she was talking about, like, air pressure, and you got to do it at, like, specific times.
Yes, you can't do it whenever the air pressure is really bad, and because then they won't be fluffy. So, I don't really know all the specifics about that. You'll have to ask her. Another one that my mom made for you was fried cornbread.
Oh, that was amazing.
With onions, yes, and it's very good and nice and crispy. And I always like to put a little slice of cheese on top and eat it like that. It's just like a meal with itself. And my grandmother, actually, she used to make just regular cornbread, and she would make it just one pan of cornbread and take a glass of buttermilk and crumble up the cornbread and put it in there and eat it with a spoon.
What?
Yes.
It's actually pretty good, Bree.
I'm not a big fan of it, but a lot of my family does still do that.
See, you haven't talked about that before. I'm going to have to try that.
Okay.
See, I'm not a big fan of buttermilk at all. No. I think it's just not my taste. But it's actually not bad with cornbread.
A funny story about buttermilk is actually my niece, Jaslyn, she got the milk out of the refrigerator the other day, and she got the buttermilk instead of the 2%. And she opened it, and what four-year-old will smell of the milk? Well, she's very smart. So she smells of the milk, and of course, buttermilk smells sour. So she takes the buttermilk and pours it out. Yeah,
no.
She thought it was rotten milk. So
smart
they
girl.
Had to go buy new buttermilk.
Aw, Jess is a sweetheart.
Yes.
She's so smart.
She really is.
Mm-hmm. I would never have thought to do that. How old is she?
4.
Never.
No.
And actually, speaking about Jazz, in one of my communication classes with Dr. Dickman, we were talking about how old are children when they start to develop their accents.
She has a thick accent.
Very much thick. So. I wish you all could hear it. It's very funny, very cute.
It is cute on her.
She's had it, ever since she could talk.
Mm-hmm.
So, and it just gets thicker and thicker. And a couple of my other cousins also have very thick accents in my family.
Well, I noticed even Ada has very thick accent.
Yeah. Ada's is like a cute accent. It's not as, Jaslyn's is very cute, but it's very thick. Ada's is kind of just a country accent.
Yes.
Yes. And a funny story about Ada's, the other day they were spelling out things. They were like, did Ada take NAP? Did she take a nap? That way Ada wouldn't know. And Ada looked at my Aunt Brenda and said, Mama, when you go to PFOEE, will you take me with you? She just put random letters in there so that it sounds like she's spelling like they are.
Aww. That's so cute. I do have to say, especially being around, your family, it really makes me feel like I'm not as homesick.
Right.
So, mm-hmm. I do want to say thank you for that.
And Candace, my roommate, she says the same thing. Mm-hmm. A shout out to Candace as well.
Well, I think that's one of the biggest things that I've noticed about this culture, is they tend to take in anybody who needs it.
Yep.
And that's something that I'm really grateful for, especially being so far away from home. And especially, on holidays or even Super Bowl, going over to your house and getting to try the Super Bowl favorites, which was actually a lot of fun. When your mom made the little cocktail wieners in the grape jelly sauce.
The little smokies.
Yeah.
Those were in ketchup. The meatballs were in jelly sauce and Heinz sauce.
There we go.
Yeah, I made those. They were yummy.
They were really good.
And the wings. Was that your dad?
Yes, my dad.
He made. And they were not hot.
They were not spicy at all. KFC wings, we had those as well. They were spicier than my dad's wings. They tasted like just chicken and not to Brie. Brie's very sensitive in that department.
Listen. I'm Ukrainian, and Annabeth learned this when she was talking to my dad. She turns around to my dad and says, does Ukrainians not use spice? And I'm like, no, the hottest thing that we use is pepper.
Well, we were at Tupelo Honey on Easter,
mm-hmm.
and I got the shrimp and grits with, it was red bell pepper sauce. And I do not find that spicy at all. I find it very mild, almost with no spice. Well, Bree here didn't get any, because she was like, I'm so scared that my mouth is going to be on fire. Well, I let her try some. Yeah.
Well, I had black eyed peas last time, and the black eyed peas had a lot of spice.
No, they didn't.
Yeah, they did.
No, Bree.
Yes.
No.
No. No. Okay, continue on.
2-1.
We win.
This always happens.
But she took a bite, and she was like, she liked it. And then all of a sudden, she just goes, oh my gosh, oh my gosh, oh my gosh. And she just sucks down her water. And
it
I was like,
the back of my palate.
It is not that hot.
And the funny thing is your old roommate, Brie, Liz.
Liz.
Oh, well, she didn't have, a heat intolerance whatsoever. She was immune to everything. And I'll never forget, we went to Dollywood. It was just me, my mom, and Liz. And we went into the store. And all the way around the store, they had different spices and dips and stuff. And, like, they had them from mild to extremely hot. Well, she made it all the way around the store to the extremely hot. And then they had one behind the counter. And they were like, well, this is the hottest thing we have. And she's like, ooh, let me try it. And they're like, well, we don't have any milk, so here you go. And she tried it, and she was like, oh, that's fine. And everybody was sitting there like, what's going on? Is she okay? Did she try it? Is she immune to this? And then we were walking down to go to a roller coaster, and I had a cup of ice, and then it kind of hit her about 10 minutes later. She's like, can I have some ice? But she only took two pieces of ice, and then she was fine. Mm-hmm. Do you remember the peanuts she bought?
Oh, my word. She bought wasabi peanuts.
Ooh, yes, from Dollywood.
Those are good.
But she had forgotten about them for, like, 3 months.
Oh, yeah. I remember that video where she just got, like, so excited.
Well, we were cleaning out our room, and Latasha was in there. And all of a sudden, Liz is like, oh, I found peanuts. Like, I'm going to have them. And she took a handful, and this handful probably had about 15 peanuts in it.
She just popped them in there.
And then afterwards, she paid for it dearly.
Yeah, about 5 minutes later, it hit her. And we were just, me and you were just sitting on the bed, and we look over there. Her eyes are watering. She's rocking back and forth. And she was like, I need something to drink.
And both of us, and she had a Dr. Pepper with her. Ooh, which, yes, with soda, you do not want to mix spice.
And it was hot. Yes. So, yeah.
It's even worse.
And she's guzzling this. And then afterwards, she's like, I can't do this. I can't do this. I can't do this. And Latasha and I are sitting there just rolling on my bed.
Well, you guys are nice.
Well, what was I supposed to do? Run to the store?
We couldn't do anything. We were just, I mean, we were packing.
Exactly.
The funniest thing is she told me one time during spring golf when it was freezing outside, she told me that she used to carry a... No, she used to carry a jar of jalapenos.
No, that was when she was working for her dad.
Oh,
construction.
Yeah. And she used to carry a jar of jalapenos, and she would just pop them in her mouth to stay warm. And I was like, okay, like, I'm from Texas. I grew up with Mexican food and spice and everything, but I still wouldn't do that.
Yeah.
She took it to the extreme. She,
yes.
Liz always took everything to the extreme, though. That was her personality.
But we still love her.
I miss her.
I know. Me too.
Well, our local time is 12:48, in which Latasha actually has to get running to a class, a 1 o'clock class. But I do want to thank her so much for coming onto the show, sharing some of her experiences. And I definitely know that when we go to Indiana Wesleyan, we'll all go out there and have some fun, kick some butt, and be a team.
Yes.
So with that, Annabeth and I will be back for the next 10 minutes to close out the show. But again, I do want to thank Latasha for being here.
Thank you for having me.
And to close out for her, she actually picked out a very specific song. She picked out from the Whitley County Colonel Strings, Blue Moon of Kentucky. She was saying that this is a very Kentucky-based song.
Yes, and that's where I went to high school.
Perfect. So, again, thank you so much for being here, and I will see you at practice.
Okay.
So here is Blue Moon of Kentucky. Welcome back, everybody. This is the kind of like the curtain call of today's show. Latasha has left the studio. She has to run to a class, but again, I do want to thank her for being on the show. So, Annabeth, I have a question for you just to close off. What is your favorite memory of being here in this part of the country that is very different from back home?
One of my favorites is when we go up to the races at Keeneland.
Definitely.
Yeah. And it's so different from back home because we have horse races back home, but it's not as big as it is here.
I can see that.
Yeah. And, like, I've gone to horse races in Louisiana, at Louisiana Downs, and Oaklawn, and, Arkansas. And I almost said Arizona. And it's so laid back at those two places. Mm-hmm. Whereas here, it's, like, so... It's almost like a lifestyle, pretty much.
It really is. Like, equestrian area is... Equestrian? There we go.
Equestrian.
Equestrian is huge out in this part of the country.
And, like, it's big back in West Texas, too, but it's different because it's all rodeo and barrel racing and stuff like that. It's not...
Straight-up racing.
Exactly.
Well, I definitely think one of my favorite memories is actually Cumberland Falls. And I think it's kind of weird because I leave Cumberland and I leave Kentucky in probably about 35 days now. I will be graduated. But I will never, ever forget going up to Cumberland Falls. It was you, Liz, Latasha, and I. Mm-hmm. And we just walked the trails a little bit, and we really just, that's when we really started to connect as a foursome at that point. And I will never forget the scenery. I will never forget seeing and smelling of the water. Just everything is very different than back home. And I think that that's something that I'll always take with me.
That was a fun day. I was so scared that you were going to slip, though, because you had just come off of
knee surgery.
And I was so scared because it had rained that day. And I kept on telling Liz, she's going to slip and she's going to hurt herself. I'm so scared for her right now. But
well,
thankfully you didn't.
So. Yeah, thankfully. Everybody knows how clumsy I am.
Mm-hmm, yes.
Annabeth is sitting over here with a big grin on her face going, yes, she's definitely clumsy.
Yes.
But I definitely think, like, one of the coolest things about being here is also the friendships that we've made. Like, you with Shannon, I with Liz, everybody that's come and gone off the golf team. And I definitely think that that's one of the things that I'll definitely cherish the most and remember the most about this region is the people.
Mm-hmm.
And the people is really something that makes up what this place is.
For sure.
So, with that, it is 12:54, which means it is time for our final song. And, of course, it's got to be some Bon Jovi. Before that, we're going to play a PSA. We're going to play a public service announcement. Again, I want to thank Latasha for being on here. And these, all of our shows of The Foreigner and The Traveler are actually going to be turned into podcasts. So, if you missed something that we talked about, or if you want to go over what we talked about, the podcast should be up within the next week and a half on iTunes. So I'm really excited. This is part of my journalism practicum, and I'm super excited because A, it'll be great as a memory for Annabeth and I, but it's also great for everybody out there who wants to get a chance to learn about other cultures.
Mm-hmm.
So you're gonna have to go and check that out, and don't forget about our Facebook page. Annabeth does an amazing job of keeping that up to date, and just really, that's really one of her babies is our Facebook page, and she's over there dying laughing because I said that. So with that, we have some Bon Jovi. We are going to finish off with Runaway. So here is Bon Jovi.